Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about word choice. How important are the words you choose and say? Do different words feel better or worse for you? What is but saying, and why might and be better? Learn how to choose your words wisely as we end our month focusing on summertime. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. First, I have to say happy 300th episode. I cannot believe it. This is the number 300th episode of the podcast, Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. I'm really proud of myself. I want to thank all of you listening and watching, because if you didn't tune in and watch, I wouldn't do it. It would make no sense to spend all the time and effort if people weren't interested. So thank you. I can't believe it. Number 300. I've read in the past really interesting statistics. A lot of times people do one podcast episode and quit. A fairly high number that surprised me. And then there's a huge significant drop off after, I think, episode 7. It takes a lot of effort. So thank you all as we celebrate number 300 together. This is take 2. I have had technical difficulties for the entire month of June podcast episodes. Just trusting, maybe I said something that wasn't right and I'm getting on what everyone needs to hear. So we're trusting the process on that. And I hope that everything has been solved. We move in, we'll see how the new internet works, and hopefully it'll happen. Today's episode was inspired because this was something I have, as I worked with people, if you've been listening for a long time, you know I work with a coach, different times, different people, I was switching that up, have been reconnecting with my first ever spiritual teacher, which has been wonderful because she's just awesome. And so I've been, you know, your thoughts are things, but also the word choice that we say. And so I'd worked with someone wonderful, Lisa Brown, and I think we have an interview on the podcast much earlier on, who really started to make me be aware, like, what words are you choosing? And to be more conscious of that. Everything's energy. And the words that you put out have a certain vibration. Now, of course, intent behind what you say and energy behind the words is important too. For instance, I live in North Carolina. And when I first heard, bless your heart, I thought, oh, how sweet. No. That is actually an insult. I guess the thing that I would share is basically, you're an idiot. That's kind of what it says to me when people are saying that. So that is not a compliment. And I've learned, very interesting living in the South, because I definitely think there are a segment of people who, if you haven't lived here since forever, you never will be one of us. And so there's this, and a really interesting debate with Sybil. If you haven't listened to that interview with my beloved Sybil, please do, because Sybil is like a second mother to me. Always in offering up wisdom, and was from Natchitoches, Louisiana. And we once had a discussion. She said, well, of course, I would never not be polite, or I would never be rude to someone even if I didn't like them. And my perspective was, well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to be rude, but if you're like, hey, and thinking you're throwing daggers at them, I don't know, is that really what are you really doing with that? And so people in the South will always be polite, even if they are not thrilled to see you, which is, you know, that's just my perspective on it. But anyway, sharing that is because whatever is behind the energy, of course, is important. But when I started to work with Lisa, she was the first one. I'm going to share a couple examples with you. And I have to share, as a writer, it has been challenging because I don't like to repeat words. And so I've been like, okay, when I write this, I'm putting the intent of whatever I choose behind it, so that I make sure that I'm very conscious of that. Because as I speak and write, I want that energy behind it. Want versus choose. Now, I'm going to encourage you, close your eyes. All you do is, when you're quiet, and you think about it and really tune in. What are you feeling? So want, to me, represent, give me, like pull, like I'm pulling towards me, like want, come here, I'm grasping, I'm going after, but in a needy way, I guess is how I'd say it. Whereas I choose, I'm affirming, I'm being positive. That's why I say, create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. So I'm kind of proclaiming, I'm taking action, I'm being proactive. Whereas one, I'm like, kind of give it to me, bring it to me, like whiny energy, as an example. So that's why I say desire instead of want. And again, the energy and the intention behind it. So how do you feel when you close your eyes and say that? Can you feel something different between want and choose? Do you feel differently when you use those words? Really pay attention and see what you're coming up with. Because these are just, I'm just going to share a couple of examples here. And I want you to spend time discovering what words work for you. Help versus support. I try to always use the word support. And again, if I have to use help, I'm very aware of the intention behind it. I support people. I don't help them. They don't need my help. They could use my support, but we're all capable of doing what we need to do. And so support is kind of acknowledging your wholeness. It is acknowledging that you have the ability. It, to me, is more affirming, whereas help, kind of with the want, that same energy, like, oh, I need help. Kind of pull that towards me. I don't think I can do this. I'm not sure. I'm not confident. Whereas I need support. I know that I'm not great at everything and I need support with my taxes so that someone can support me to do my taxes. Does that make sense? How are you feeling as I say this? Really tune into this. And this might be one of those episodes where you're like, man, I just don't get it. This just doesn't make any sense to me. So that's why you're going to think of what makes sense to you. Another one is lose versus gain. I talk about, like, what will you gain when you clear your clutter? Is it peace of mind? Is it money? I have to say my track record is still going strong, guys. Every client I've worked with, we found money. Even if it is a couple dollars, it's change, it counts. So I'm very thrilled for that record. So when you clear your clutter, think of what you're going to gain. Peace of mind, money, time, a better relationship. Instead of what you're losing. Oh, I'm losing those bowls I never used. Oh, I'm losing space when I downsize. Look at the gain versus a loss. I'm going to become healthy as opposed to I'm going to lose weight. Have you lost a client because you couldn't find the business card for the person who is interested in your services? Did you double book speaking engagements and now have to figure out which one to cancel? Did you lose business because you suddenly had more clients and weren't able to manage it all? Julie Caraccio offers business coaching and focuses on podcasting, professional organizers, and solopreneurs and entrepreneurs. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more. And I read an entire book about this. This one is the most challenging for me. And I think because sometimes it sounds awkward when I use and instead of but. And I was having the books reviewed, and gosh, guys, it is, I'm hoping really, by the time this airs, that they're published, I have spent over a month with Amazon KDP trying to get this stuff published. I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. Come on, Mercury, get out of retrograde. And so it's challenging for me to sometimes use and instead of but. And I was working on the book and I had it, the proofer was like, I don't understand this. This sentence doesn't make sense. And so that was one of the times I had to say, okay, I have to go for not using the exact word choice I wanted, but put the energy behind it. Why do I try to use and instead of but? But can mean justifying behavior. I know that I shouldn't throw the trash back in the neighbor's yard, but they don't pick up their own trash. See, in that sentence, I'm justifying my behavior. But can also mean victimization. I should be aware of my expectations for selling our home quickly. The realtor told me it was. In that sentence, I'm the victim. By far, I am the victim. Are you listening? Are you picking up on that? Or, but can also absolve us of responsibility. We take zero responsibility. I really wanted my books to be published quickly, but KDP has made that not happen. right? I don't have zero responsibility that I could have hired someone, or I could have planned for this forever process to get them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have to bear some responsibility on that. Why it's frustrating. I'm part ownership of getting this stuff published. Can you use and instead? And do you hear a difference? I don't know if I'm going to remember what I just said to you guys. So justifying behavior. I threw the trash back in the neighbor's yard and they don't pick up theirs. It doesn't justify. I don't feel like it's justified that to me in that sentence. It includes both of those factual statements. It's not justifying. It's like, okay, I did this and they did that. Are you noticing a difference? Let's look at the victimization and redo that sentence. The realtor told me the house would sell quickly and I had high expectations it would sell the first day. Not a victim. I have to own that that was my expectation. And taking responsibility. Oh my gosh, that's the last one I did. And oh, the KDP. It's taken forever to get these books published on Amazon, and I could have done some research, or I could have hired someone. I had other ways of finding out it would be such a long, drawn-out process. So play around with that a bit. How do you feel with and but? Are you kind of feeling and getting what I'm trying to say? This next item is for my father, Big J. And it is, how are you feeling and how you respond to that? When I was in high school, my father said to me, whenever someone asks you how you're feeling, respond that you're excellent. And even if you aren't excellent in that moment, if you say it often enough, you'll become it. And I kind of am cracking up because I am probably the most spiritual person in my family and really study this, and it's a huge part of my life. And I'm just going to be straight up honest that sometimes I was kind of a brat about this. And so I have to laugh and acknowledge what I've learned from my parents and telling in their own way, because sometimes we are talking about the same things but speak it differently. So I have to acknowledge the awesomeness of that. So anyway, that's something my dad told me when I was in high school. And I have to tell you, I do this a lot, and I cannot tell you how many times people comment, no way, really? You're the first person I've ever had say that. Most of the time when I ask that, people moan and groan and complain and blah, 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 blah. So that's another way to be aware. When someone asks you, how are you feeling? How do you typically respond? And can you change that? Okay, and I'm not talking about if you're grieving or grumpy, you know what? Yeah, I'm feeling kind of a grump monster, crank monster today, and I know it'll get better. You know, you can add that and in there so it doesn't have to become it. So it's just that balance, being aware and being honest. But remember, when you say it, someone once told me, if you sometimes have to share something, then it helps you release it. And I have found that to be true. If there's something I don't want to repeat or don't want to share because it shouldn't be public, I say that to one person and then I'm able to release it. What other words or phrases have you noticed with this? Or what would you choose? Have you noticed certain things like when people say that? And that's a great thing. Like, I love social media because I can examine. I can look at the energy of something. I can watch what people say, and it's fascinating to me. You can really learn a lot. So I'd encourage you, like, check out what people are posting. Would you do a different word choice? Does how the person phrase it or say it make it go a certain way? And if you were to rephrase, would it feel differently? Would it appear differently? And think about that but. If you're saying but in your life, are you justifying your behavior, playing the victim, or not taking responsibility? Start to become aware of that. And let me know what you find. I'd be super curious. Take actions from today's podcast. Pay attention to your word choice. Close your eyes and see if you can feel the energy of the words. Be clear in your intent and what you say. Choose your words wisely. Hey guys, summer break. Woo woo! 6 weeks off. Really need it. I have just been insane. Again, by the time this airs, Mercury will be direct, I think, for a while. Though I think in June it goes back indirect a little bit. We'll see. I have to check my little handy dandy chart. I return Tuesday, August 20th. Have fun, be safe, be adventurous, be you. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.